Okay, here with Nate Shielhouse. Last go around. Does that feel weird? I mean, you've been here a while, man.
Yeah.
Red shirt year. And...
yeah, no doubt. It's been a while. You know, but it's exciting. Definitely glad I have this last year to play. You know, trying to make the most of it. I think that's what all of our seniors are doing. It's obviously a different world when you become a senior, and obviously you go through the years and you see seniors graduate, but you don't really know what it's like until you're there.
Sure. Scheme-wise, I mean, obviously you don't want to give away anything, but differences, you like the new scheme. I mean, you've been through, let's see, you were recruited under Locksley's scheme, then your redshirt year with Schultz, 2 years with Petrino, a year with Beatty, and now Cubitt, so you go through this all the time.
Yeah, no doubt. It feels like nothing, you know, it really can't have any new X's and O's as far as it goes. Obviously, you're going to call things different and
right.
You know, name things differently, a different way to call them, but at the end of the day, it's just football, and that's what it's about now, learning the terminology, learning what, you know, what Coach Cubitt likes, what, you know, how he expects us to see this offense go each Saturday, and then as a quarterback, you want to be a coach on the field, so I want to know that as best as I possibly can.
Yeah. Is there a big learning curve this first you know, week and a half?
Like, oh, yeah.
Is it just the new terminology? Is that the biggest difference?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you know, if you play as much ball as myself and really Riley have played, you know, the defenses aren't changing. They're going to be the same defense, so, you know what is going to be the expected, you know, routes you want to run and runs you want to run versus different defenses. But, yeah, that terminology and the way the mechanics of the offense, the way you're supposed to take care of things up at the line, what kind of checks we want to make, it's a big learning curve, no doubt about it. But it's important for not only the quarterbacks but for the whole offense to be able to learn that. And that's what we've got to get to. Obviously, six practices in, I feel good about what we've learned now, but we're not as crisp as we want to be. So it's going to take not only a big next nine practices but a lot of studying over this little break and be able to come back and take steps forward.
You think you and Ryan have the best rapport as a receiver, like, you know, since you've been around each other? I know you're good friends.
Yeah, you know, I feel comfortable with him. You know, he's made a lot of plays for us. He stepped up, you know, in big games and made plays. So, you know, feel really good with him. Feel really good with Spencer, throwing him a lot of balls over the last few seasons. And then I think with Miles and Miles Osei and Steve Hull, I think those guys have been two guys that have really stepped up and really added a new dimension to the receiving core, you know, from a leadership standpoint, from a just a toughness standpoint. Those are two guys that like to get physical and have just brought a new mindset to that, that receiver group.
Take you back now. Wasn't it Steve? The morning of your first spring game, you woke up early and were so pumped up. Wasn't it Steve that you made Kim catch balls with you here that morning? So
Steve,
you guys have been around each other.
Steve was my go-to guy, you know, that redshirt year and that going into that freshman year. You know, obviously, right before the Mizzou game, they moved him over to defense, and you know, we needed him.
Right.
But to have him back is nice because we have already established something. We already do have some chemistry there, and it'll be nice to put that into action.
Okay, appreciate it, Nate.
Yep.
Thanks.
No problem.